Welcome to Science, Sound, and Spirituality with Master Teacher David Holtz. Join us weekly as we learn to dance with change and transformation. And also join us on the first and third Thursday of each month for a live program. Now, the following program has been pre-recorded in front of a live audience, so please forgive the occasional sound fluctuation. And now, here's David.
We are so honored and so blessed to have Hannah Simmons with us. Hannah, thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
You're doing something new, and I'm really excited about that myself and looking into it, and it has to do with water. Isn't that interesting? Water. You know, Dr. Emoto,
we
have to thank him for bringing this idea of how water molecules, which are hexagonal or six-sided water molecules, can be reformed by intention and consciousness. Well, we also know they can be changed by tuning forks, because tuning forks are pure, raw vibration. Mm-hmm. And when you use vibration, we know through the science of cymatics, Dr. Jenny's work, a Swiss doctor, that anything that vibrates on, say, a plate of powder or flour or whatever will take a shape.
Same.
And not just any shape, but it will take the shape of the vibration or of the sound.
Correct.
Now, that is just amazing to me. I mean, even the way we talk to each other. Can you imagine a parent yelling at their child? They are literally patterning that child by yelling at them. So the way we talk to each other is even patterning the experience that we have with each other. So let's talk about water.
Okay.
Well, mostly water, I understand. I've heard 87%.
87% is what I usually express.
I do too. And we know our planet is mostly water, and we are the expression of our planet.
Yes.
Yeah. So water is very important. I heard about water some years ago, even before I got into this. That was the work of Dr. Lee Lorenzian, I believe is his name. And he did something called clustered water.
Yes.
And he was using that with actually one of our frequencies, this frequency here, of the 528 hertz.
Yeah.
528 hertz. Mm-hmm. So maybe a lot of our listeners know about the 528 hertz, as millions of people have been on the internet looking at the 528 hertz. It's one of the most powerful, popular frequencies out there that are being used in many modalities, and books are being written on it and whatever. And it also has to do with DNA.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's been known, at least we have read, that there is research that it has helped to repair DNA. So it's a powerful fork also. So since we're doing this water thing, I think that is so powerful, because I think water is such a conduit for sound and vibration to travel through, even more than air.
Yes.
So talk about what you're doing with your clients to do with water and the tuning forks.
Well, water is, of course, the conductor of electricity. So it has to carry frequency. And I have many clients with major problems, and I have discerned that there is a virus that has actually caused the mutation of DNA. I have been experimenting with autism, with DNA changing, and by removing the mutation or the toxins that causes that mutation, helps by restoring the DNA frequency. But I couldn't figure out how to be able to deal with these autistic children. They don't even sit still, so how are you going to be able to use tuning forks on them? And I have found that there are the frequencies of the virus that actually mutate the DNA by entering into the actual strands of DNA and causes them a frequency that produces the continual result of whether it's a cancer cell, whether it's a Parkinson's nervous story, whether it is, as I mentioned, autism. So in my guidance, I will honestly say it is certainly guided that I found that this is certain by removing with a homeopathic medicine the virus, then how can you restore that DNA frequency? And so I talked to David about it, and I said to him that in order to return the spiral energy spin back to standing up again, I have to use frequency, sound. Sound is the only thing that changes that frequency and vibration. And the power of words is just like Dr. Moto showed in water. You speak the word and the water molecules change. Well, by using the tuning forks, when talking to David, he said to me, then put them in water. And so I began to experiment of taking the tuning forks of whatever frequencies was required of the energy tuner and the frequency of the DNA and put them together and put them into water. I have actually three autistic children that I had been experimenting with. Out of the three, two of them are going back to a regular school system. And all three of them are talking. And then the experience I also did with two children who had cancer of the retina of the eye. I did the removing of the viruses, and then I restored the DNA spiral spin with the water. And the one is now on his RNA restoring. But both of them, by the medical, have been, their tests have come back cancer-free. And I really feel that this is a wonderful breakthrough of how to help children or anyone who has mutated DNA. And that's why does cancer return after 5 years? Why isn't MS able to be corrected? Why isn't these type of diseases able to be changed? And the reason why is the frequency is not changed, even in the etheric field, not alone in the cells, the cells of the body. So the actual putting the forks into the water actually helps change the etheric body as well as it changes the cellular body.
Now, something I want to really not miss, because I loved the way you said, use the word instead of cure something, change it. That's a key right there.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us think from the Western point of view that we want to fix it. We want to cure or cover it up or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We call that curing, but actually it isn't. But you said take what we have and change the vibration.
That's right.
Change the vibration. And undo the mutation of the DNA back and restore it back to the original DNA that you're doing that. Now, let me ask you a question. When you're working with these clients and children and all the different people, how do you find what virus it is, for instance, that they have?
Well, I use vials. I also use a low light laser. I use the pendulum. I use muscle testing. A lot of it is intuitive. I will honestly say that. But I use whatever modality that I can use to get a feedback from the body from where I'm going, where I need to look. And when I do a tuning on someone, the forks tell you.
So you said the forks talk to you?
Yeah.
That sounds pretty bizarre. I know what you mean. But
oh, they
forks
do.
They have a different sound on different people's energy field. I know oftentimes I get a client for the first time and it's dissonance. In fact, what's really interesting about the solfeggio is they are the dissonant parts of what connects resonant sounds. They're kind of in the cracks, so to speak, of sound. It's the missing part of sound. And of course, where sound is missing, then this is where we set up the illusions of our life, the misinformation that we get from the outside world sometimes. But I noticed that makes sense to me. If we used what's resonant, and of course that's relative, what's resonant to we who are raised in the West would be the regular diatonic scale, do, re, mi, fa, sol. That's very resonant to us because we downloaded it before 5 years old. We heard that kind of music. If you were from the East in India or somewhere, or another part of the culture, even Native American culture, or the didgeridoo in the Australia Aborigine people, that's going to be resonant to you, but it would sound dissonant to me. So it makes sense to me if I use the regular diatonic scale, which is already resonant to the brain is going to say, oh, that's pretty, or that I like that, or it reminds me of a song or something. But when you use solfeggio, your dissonance finds dissonance. Like attracts like, right? Mm-hmm. So what I do and what I've experienced, and I want to see if you have, I've experienced working with dissonance, and all of a sudden, and it's not that pretty, because an illness is not that pretty. You can see that from the Emoto book, that having anger or being unhappy is not a pretty pattern, but happiness and love and gratitude is beautiful. Well, it's the same way. They're dissonance. So to find the dissonance I want to work with, I use dissonant forks. But the point is, and it's in the word, tuning.
Yeah.
Tuning. What are we tuning? We're tuning the dissonance to a resonant. And all of a sudden, maybe the client is not like, ooh, this doesn't sound so good. What's going on? I'm like, oh, this doesn't sound good. And then all of a sudden, there is a shift. Something just shifts, and all of a sudden, the forks sound absolutely resonant and beautiful. That's when I know there's been a shift or a change in the etheric body. Do you find that with your
absolutely.
Work, too?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They usually, when they get up, they say, that was wonderful. I can't tell you how peaceful I feel.
And they mostly sleep real well that night. Or another thing,
and they
too.
They keep coming back.
Yeah, they come back.
We'll return to today's edition of Science, Sound, and Spirituality with David Holtz after this word from our sponsor, Soma Energetics.
Soma Energetics is a series of sound therapy techniques developed by certified master sound therapy teacher David Holtz at the turn of the century. Utilizing the power of the ancient frequencies via our custom-made solfeggio tuning forks. Soma Energetics offers training in live workshops or via DVD home study courses. Course materials include color solfeggio tuning forks in the form of energy tuners and body tuners, and they are available exclusively from Soma Energetics. At SomaEnergetics.com, you'll have the finest tools in energy healing and sound therapy at your fingertips. So take a moment to visit this very informative website and be sure and check out the combo packages for the best deals. If you have any questions, please give us a call at 980-949-8921. Remember, visit www.SomaEnergetics.com to experience the power of sound therapy.
And now we return to today's topic on science, Sound, and Spirituality. Here's Master Teacher David Holtz.
Another thing that's interesting, too, about doing bioetheric work is it's not what just happens in that session. So if you work on a person, say, an hour or whatever, you're actually kind of priming the body, his own ability to heal. Now, we don't claim to be healers.
No.
I do not say I am a healer whatsoever. I cannot say I heal cancer. I heal this. But we can help to restore a vibration back to the vibration that is innate and inherent in all of us as we were created to be.
Right.
We can do that. And then the body has the intelligence to know how to heal itself. So everything is kind of self-healing, isn't it?
Yes.
So I want to make that clear with all of us that we're not saying that. But if you do certain, if you get rid of certain causes, the effect's going to change.
Yes.
Something causes cancer. Something causes MS.
Everything
Something
has.
Causes something.
Yeah.
So I've always been interested in the why. When people used to talk to me and I didn't want to know what they did. I didn't care what they did. I didn't judge what they did. I want to know why they did it. Why did you do it? Where's it come from with you? Yep. So I've always been what I call a root man. I want to get to the root.
That's the only key.
So I think tuning forks can do that. Another thing, and we're going to talk about your water thing again, because I'm so glad I said that to you. I think that was just one of those times that something came to me. And that you took and did something with it. And that's the great relationship we have.
Yes,
that's
we do.
Been wonderful for the last 6 years, is you bring to fruition a lot of my ideas. But I think we need to let people know that working with the etheric body may continue to work through the auditory and the nervous system as much as 3-6 days. Everybody's different. But things can happen much later, and that's why we use tuning forks in the auditory system. The work of Dr. Alfred Tomatis of France, that did such great work with ADD and dyslexia and whatever, based on sound in the auditory system. So this is really big for us, is to put sound, and if you really study the ear, you'll see that it's an instrument to receive sound. It's built that way to receive sound, but it's also connected through in all the cerebrospinal fluid, the nervous system, all of that that connects of information. That's what we want to do, is keep the information flowing from up here all the way down to the big toe. If there is a breach in that somewhere, then we have a blockage. And that's the great thing about the tuning forks. So you take water, probably good water, knowing you.
Yes.
Use probably good alkaline water.
Yes, I do not use chlorine water because that's already mutated. That's already a frequency is already changed in that. I do use alkaline water. I have a system in my office of where the water is run through the system, and I also then add that which will remove any minerals. Heavy metals out of the water, and that's the water that I use to make the.
What about fluoride? Does it remove the fluoride?
It removes fluoride.
Why is that? Is that important? I always heard I need fluoride. I need to
now
brush
fluoride,
my teeth with fluoride.
Fluoride's the biggest conspiracy of the history of our time. Fluoride is that which is used to. Deceive, I do believe, the people.
Now, I've heard that it calcifies the pineal gland in the brain.
Absolutely.
Is that true?
It's a conspiracy as far as physical, but sodium fluoride is actually spiritually the biggest conspiracy. Fluoride causes the retarding of the thyroid because sodium fluoride is the same frequency on the genetic mineral scale as iodine. And when you brush your teeth with sodium fluoride, you displace in the body iodine. Iodine is number one in the mineral scale. So by blocking number one, you have blocked all other 63 minerals. They cannot properly be assimilated into the body. Also, sodium fluoride retards the thyroid to the extent that it blocks the parathyroid. By blocking the parathyroid, you block calcium assimilation. And then when the body has more calcium than it can assimilate, it's going to, of course, calcify. It's going to make kidney stones. It's going to make bone spurs. It's going to make things that harden in the body because the calcium is not able to be utilized. Also, the biggest conspiracy is it calcifies the pineal gland, which is your receiver of your spiritual essence from the universe. And with the essence of the spirit connected to the pituitary, which secretes a hormone with the pineal, which secretes a hormone, they create a chemical that takes the essence and turns it into a chemical that you can understand spiritual knowledge. And this world at this point certainly does not have the spiritual knowledge that it needs, because sodium fluoride was introduced in 1945 into Newburgh, New York, is when they first began to use it in the water supply. It also was in all drugs, and it is given to children as soon as they're born. And if you look at our younger generation today, they are not exactly spiritual oriented. They live from the waist down because they do not have the access to live any higher up into that which is called love or that which is spiritual. And so sodium fluoride is one of the things that the first thing I take all my clients off of and put them on natural toothpaste. I take them off all aluminum products, and I take them off peanut butter, which is quite high in molds, and all soy products. And that helps play a major part in restoring their body to a healthier state.
Boy, you had me until you took my peanut butter away. Loved my peanut butter, but I've learned to love almond butter and lately cashew butter. It's really better than peanut butter, actually.
Actually, it is. Yes.
So I heard, and there are reports of this around from other alternative or natural integrative doctors and practitioners who tell us that actually fluoride was put in the water when Hitler was putting the fluoride in water to kind of calcify the pineal glands of the Jewish people, that kind of dumbed them down. And when you told me that the first time, and then I started reading about it, mm-hmm. I got thinking and looking at all of the different documentaries and things of how docile these people kind of walked in to these situations, how horrible it was. And to think that we're slowly being also dumbed down. Enough. I know this is amazing information for some people, but people need to realize there's things they can do to change their life and to have more clarity and guidance in life, mm-hmm. which is an upgrade. They can upgrade their whole life mm-hmm. once they get mm-hmm. in touch with their intuition and their guidance and clarity with that. One more thing I want to talk about, especially about the DNA before we leave them, is I noticed, I remember when you started using the DNA forks that you begin to sense kind of a presence with them. And that's fascinating to me. And finally, the presence kind of identified itself as the different archangels. So it's wonderful to know we're being helped a little bit on this planet. We certainly need mm-hmm. some help. And mm-hmm. Can you tell us about that? And about
well, I have the four DNA forks I was holding in my hand in my office. And I, too, am a Y person. Creation has always fascinated me as a child. I have, as a David, searched my whole life looking for truth. And I believe everything has to have an answer. And I was holding the four forks, and I said to myself, why four DNA? Why four amino acids? Why not six? Why these specific four? And as I was holding the forks, I kept saying, but why, God, would you just be four? And I looked up, and on my wall, I have the statues of Raphael, Gabriel, Michael, and Uriel. And I said to, I called David, and I said, do you know what? The four RNA amino acids have a relationship with the four major archangels.
Four DNA.
The four DNA. Would I say RNA?
RNA.
Okay. The four DNA have a relationship with the archangels. What do you think of that? And his reply was, I think you're on to something. And I will honestly say, I looked them up, researched them, and Raphael is the healer of God. That's what his name is. Why wouldn't he be a part of healing the DNA frequencies that make the core of what a human is made from? And Michael cuts the cords of and sets us free from ancestors, if you want to call it that, sets us free from the mutations that has occurred in our lives from birth or even before birth. And of course, Gabriel brings you new message. It brings new energy to the cells. It brings a new story. It brings a new dance that those cells can dance and change, because that's the messenger he is, just like he said to Mary, this wonderful news of what she was going to do. And of course, Uriel takes disappointments and turns it into blessings. So it takes those cells and those molecules and the mutation and change it into a new story. And then we get into the RNA. Metatron is the scribe of God. That's why I chose him, because RNA is the transcription of your DNA into your RNA. And of course, Metatron, being the mathematical genius of the universe, had to be, and his name is scribe because he keeps track of everything, he had to be the part of the RNA. And Sandrophon, named so because he wears sandals, but he's the master of sound of the universe. Now, you tell me why these energies are not a part of the very makeup of what can take the creation of what they are here to protect and to take care of, will not use their energy through those 20 forks. It's not them, but it's their energy that is using to actually change frequency and vibration to a positive, because the archangels are nothing but positive. They can only dwell where there's love. They can only help you in love. So what is God? Love. So what do they help restore to the frequency of the human body is love, because love is perfect. And so that's why I do believe that they are the power behind the forks.
That's also transcribed on our tuning forks, the name of the archangels and the different names of them.
We'll be back with more of today's program on Science, Sound, and Spirituality after this word from Soma Energetics.
Soma Energetics is a series of sound therapy techniques developed by certified master sound therapy teacher David Hulse at the turn of the century, utilizing the power of the ancient frequencies via our custom-made solfeggio tuning forks. Soma Energetics offers training in live workshops or via DVD home study courses. Course materials include color solfeggio tuning forks in the form of energy tuners and body tuners, and they are available exclusively from Soma Energetics. At SomaEnergetics.com, you'll have the finest tools in energy healing and sound therapy at your fingertips. So take a moment to visit this very informative website and be sure and check out the combo packages for the best deals. If you have any questions, please give us a call at 980-949-8921. Remember, visit www.SomaEnergetics.com to experience the power of sound therapy.
Now back to today's program on science, sound, and spirituality with David Holtz.
This is so exciting. Now, when you talk about our archangels, I notice you use the he thing. So we want people to understand that we are not just making them all the male energy. We realize angels are probably very balanced, maybe more than we are, in male and female as more androgynous beings.
Well, I just call them my guys.
I understand. Your guy. Well, you being a woman, I'm sure that's the way you're going to go.
Yeah.
I think it's just wonderful to know that somehow we found these frequencies that gives them a match to get them in, because a lot of sound that's been used for so long has built this sonic envelope around the planet to actually hold things out that are beyond third, fourth dimension. So most of everything that's working with us that's caught into third, fourth dimension is good, but right now we need more help than what's in the third dimension. And by opening these portals. So let's talk a little, how do we open a portal, for instance? If I'm working with somebody's energy body and I want to bring in some new energy, not just work with the energy they have, but I want to bring in some virgin energy. I call it virgin energy because it's not been penetrated by society, culture, and even our ancestral stuff. So this is something way beyond all this that we've been talking about. Now we're going up a little bit into a higher dimension. I call it fifth dimension because we live in third dimension time-space. It doesn't matter about the number, but it's the next dimension beyond us where the where I believe the Christ consciousness dwells. The teacher, Jesus, said, I go to prepare a place for you. Where I am, you may be also. So that could refer to that dimension in which this thing dwells. But it's got to get in. And if those who kind of run our planet and have this higher knowledge of technology have learned how to close those portals and control them, so we come in kind of already dumbed down when we come into the physical, then we have to know how to open new portals for that to get in. And that's what's changing the world spirit on a spiritual level. Now, I realize we're changing on a technological, but we're I can't deny the fact that people are more meditating. There's more prayer. I don't know that people are just joining churches everywhere, but people are heading toward a more spiritual point of view, a lot of people. And I think that's because of what's getting in, that new energy that's getting in. It's touching the heart. It's touching the seed of God that is in the heart, the very DNA of God, could we call it that?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's a whole different thing to think about. But when you think about your physical parents passed on their DNA, why wouldn't our spiritual parents pass on their DNA into us too? Boy, if we could activate that and have divine DNA working within us, That's really cool to think about doing it.
It will.
So let's finish. We could talk all night. I know we could about this. But let's go back to the water thing.
What you were saying about opening the portals for a new energy. Back to Brandon about his wanting to kill people. That's what his goal in life was. Today he's a very spiritual young man. He reads the Bible to his grandfather, who's bedridden. He goes to church. He's just a complete changed human being. And it was opening those portals and letting out that negative energies and allowing the love of God to come in.
So let's show them. I'm going to show them how easy it is to take tuning forks and to actually open a portal. It's very simple. These are two tuning forks, a 396 hertz and a 417 hertz. So of course they're vibrating at different rates. What is powerful about creating a vibrational pathway or a portal is what you don't see. It's not what you see. It's what you don't see, which is the frequency between the two tuning forks. Now, if you're musically inclined, you understand that between different notes and different things, there's intervals, there's harmonics, there's overtones, there are different things like that. So when you tap two forks, like that, you're getting a frequency between these two. So if you subtract the 396 from the 417, you get 21 hertz. You don't see 21 hertz, but we're making 21 hertz that goes right into the very center, crosses the corpus callosum that separates the right and left brain, and goes right through the sushumna, or the energy center that is in the body. And I think that is just amazing to think that you can take different combinations of forks and open up vibrational pathways and release these blockages going to allow to bring this new energy in. Now, what excites me about that, and I want to take this to the next level of my passion, and that is a new energy that is breaking through for the purpose of offering humanity the next leap in their evolution. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been through almost 10 to 12,000 years of reductionism, dominion over Mother Earth, men over women. We've drug around our dreary egos with greed and all of the stuff that has gone on. But that's our adolescence. Adolescence is a difficult time. It's time to grow up. It's time to grow up. I feel the growing pains. I was 6 foot when in the sixth grade. Now, that's really tall for someone my age. And I remember being taken to the hospital because they thought I had appendicitis or something like that. And he'd say, oh, he's just growing. These are just growing pain. My body was growing too fast that it would stretch the organs sometimes in my body. And I believe as a planet that we're having this same opportunity through growing pains. That's what's going on in the world, is growing pains, to go to the next level, to go to the next place in which we can move just as powerful as we move from our adolescence and our innocence to adolescence, and we move from, if you want to use evolutionary terms, Homo erectus to Homo sapien, from Homo sapien to Homo luminous, or some call it Homo universalis, or the last one I just heard was Homo spiritus. But I like Homo luminous because I think we're becoming lighter, light beings, mm-hmm. that the blood in our body is nothing but congealed light, frozen in a dense time and space. So as we bring in that new energy, it's not going to just fix us and heal us because we have diseases. It's going to take us to a whole new level in which these things will not exist as we know them. And that is the most exciting hope that I see, that when I look at what's going on through the mass media and the horrible news that I hear constantly, if I happen to tune in on the radio or television, it's very depressing to look at what we're doing to each other on this planet. It's amazing. But at the same time, if I can look at the bigger picture, if that part of my mind can look at the bigger picture and see this as an opportunity to grow. You know, the pictogram I hear in Chinese for crises is opportunity and danger. It's the very same pictogram that means either you can use it for danger or you can use it to grow and to mature. And I think that's exactly where we are. And I think we ought to right now just send out the clarion call for the light workers to begin to arise, and people begin to work toward this vision and of helping us to move into the next level of what it means to be human. So we're so glad that we've been able to end for this. So to end it today, let's go back to the water. So you take a the tuning fork that you'd probably test for, if I know you. You're going to test which tuning fork. Mm-hmm. So this is a lot of intuition work. And I want to remind people who might be listening to us and saying, oh, well, she just, you know, saw the pictures on the wall and called them archangels and all of that. Let me tell you, everything today that is even scientifically mm-hmm. proved was created that way. It was created as an idea that people laughed at. People said, that's ridiculous. Yeah. Are you kidding me? A car? A horseless carriage? That'll never work. The end of the world has come.
A lightning rod.
Anything, radio, anything that's been invented started out just like we're talking right now.
That's right.
Because we're stepping out into uncharted territory. So let's not be quick to judge some of these great things that we've talked about today. So knowing you, you would test for what, find out what it is you want to work with, and you would test for a tuning uh-huh. fork. And then tell me what you would do to get the vibration into the water for the person.
Well, I discern what tuning forks that I'm going to use, and then I sound the tuning forks in the client's ears. I usually have them hold their arm up, and as they hold their arm up and I sound the forks, their arm will, of course, immediately go down. And so then I take those two forks and I put them into the frequency of the water. And then I take the water that contains that DNA frequencies and have them take the water, and then I resound the forks and their arm stays up. And they are totally amazed. And as I said, that's what I did with the autistic boys who came back talking. And the one father said, I couldn't wait for him to talk, and now all he does is talk, and he talks English as well as Polish. He talks two languages.
That's amazing.
And he's going to go to a normal school.
And this is the bottle.
That's what I use.
I asked you to bring a couple of bottles I wanted to see. I noticed they're colored for a reason.
Well, you can buy blue bottles mm-hmm. if you want. I don't use the clear. But I do use...
Light must change the vibration.
Yes, I usually use the darker bottles.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of that before.
Mm-hmm.
So you do the water, give this to them, and then they take the dropper.
And yes, and I tell them you take 20 drops twice a day, you take 40 drops, whatever,
mm-hmm.
And that's what they do.
Wow. That is just amazing to think that we can actually take these vibrations, putting it in water, mm-hmm. and then keep putting it into the system.
Mm-hmm.
That is just exciting, and that's amazing. I'm glad for that.
As I spoke earlier about the tuning forks frequency being put into water, I would like to demonstrate that to you and how I do it. But the main thing is I would like you to see the actual difference that putting those forks in that water does. This is what I usually do. I've already rid the body of the mutation that has affected the DNA. And so I have them... A client hold their arm up, which is, most of you know, is muscle testing, and he's strong. So I'm going to discern which forks is going to be needed for him to for his correction of his DNA. This would be the fork of thymine. And for the energy tuners, which of course is the 417. So I take these two forks. I ask you to keep your arm up. And I'm going to sound them. Keep your arm up. And this is what happens when he hears those frequencies. Okay? Because they have not been changed, and putting the frequency into the body that's not there doesn't strengthen it, it weakens it. So we're going to correct it. I sound the forks. I hold them over the water, and I am not moving them. They move on their own.
So energy kind of moves the fork rather than the fork moving energy. That is, that's a, an amazing experience, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? I can see the water move as the vibration is penetrating into the water
mm-hmm.
itself.
It is actually moving.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's finished. Okay? And then I resound them. And what I usually do, being they're his forks, but whatever. But what I usually do is wash the forks first, the ones that are chosen, and before I put them into water to make sure they're clean.
So you want to clear them?
Yes.
Can I have the clear part?
Okay. And I usually then leave them for a certain amount of time, but actually they're finished at this point. So then what I do is I take and put the water in the bottle, and they go home with the bottle. And I test them what amount they would need. He needs 30 drops once a day. And so they will finish the bottle, and then when they come back, we do RNA, because we changed it, and now we have the transcript to a new program.
So I think we should welcome people to Soma Water.
I think Soma Water would work.
That is great.
Instead of throwing the water out, I usually give it to him to drink.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You may hold that and put your arm out. Now David Strong. He's holding the frequency of the vibration of the forks that was put into the water. And he is 87% water. And so his whole body has picked up, just like electrical current, that whole frequency, and it restores his DNA frequency and makes him strong.
And strong I am. She could hang on my arm, mm-hmm. actually. Well, that is amazing. That is just a whole new level to use these tuning forks.
Yes, and it works.
And it works. That's what we want.
Because Brandon has been 3 years. 3 years. And his OCD tendencies are gone. Totally. He goes to the gym, he lifts weight. There isn't any place that I know of that contains more germs and then, you know, sweating and everybody using all this stuff. And he goes there with no problem, where before he wouldn't even open the doorknob.
That's the transformation.
Yes.
Well, this has been absolutely exciting and wonderful. And I want to thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.
And,
thank you for having me.
This interview, and we know this is going to be a blessing and help a lot of people
I hope.
Open them up to this wonderful new way in which we can work with health for people. So thank you, Hannah.
You're welcome.
This has been a presentation of Science, Sound, and Spirituality with Master Teacher David Holtz. For more information, visit us at www.lightwithin.com. We invite you to join us every week here on BBS Radio for this insightful program and the first and third Thursday of each month for a live program. Until then, this is your announcer, Deborah Fitch, reminding you that your life is a gift, but your journey is a choice. Thank you for choosing to spend a part of your journey with us.